Just quickly, if you've got a question you would like answered on this show, then head over to @AshBorland on Instagram and drop me a direct message. I answer questions from people all the time on this show, and it's one of my favorite things to do every single morning before I start my day. So if you've got a question within marketing or sales or processes within financial services, then drop me a DM @AshBorland on Instagram, or ashborland.com/Instagram, and it'll redirect you there, and I will answer the question on the show when we get around to it. Anyway, let's get into this episode. So today's video, we're answering the question, which is, on LinkedIn, how do you avoid being spammy? Which is a great question, to be honest with you. And it's a tough one, actually, to be fair, because with LinkedIn, you want to try and use LinkedIn to grow your business. It makes sense. LinkedIn is a business platform. You're looking to grow your business as an advisor, as a broker. And so LinkedIn makes sense to work on, doesn't it? But there are some spammy tactics that you can use, which could cause you some serious problems. Now, the first thing I would say with LinkedIn is, and the first caveat is, that LinkedIn can be a great way, an absolutely wonderful way to boost your income if you use it correctly. Okay, and we'll go through all of the things, the five things that you should avoid in order to be spammy, so that you can then find the things that you can do. And we'll talk about that at the end, what you should do. So let's have a look at one of the first things you should avoid if you're trying to not be spammy on LinkedIn. So the first one we have is, do not tag people, okay? Do not tag people. Now, let me explain this in a little bit more detail. Tagging people, what I'm referring to here is tagging people unnecessarily on your posts. You don't want to do that. That is a bad idea. People think that it's going to reach more people when you do this. You think more and more people are going to see your posts, and they're going to sit there and go, oh, thank you so much, Ash, for tagging me in this, when it has nothing to do with me. And they won't. I promise you they won't. It's actually really annoying, and it's going to put you in a bad light. So do not tag people if there is no need for them to be tagged in the post. Now, the caveat to this, and I'm going to explain as we go through these what you should and shouldn't do, the positive to this, when should you tag somebody? Well, you should tag somebody when it is relevant. Tagging is brilliant. It's a great way for LinkedIn to be able to push your content to people who are relevant to them. And it's wonderful. So let's say me and you have a discovery call, and we chat and we're talking and you enjoy it, and there's something you learned in that, and there's a story you took from it, and you wrote a post about it, then absolutely put that post on social media, share that post with the world, and tag me in it. That draws my attention to something we've done, and I like it. Great example, the podcast this podcast today that's come out when making this video is with me, with Matt Giggs. Matt Giggs is a great guy, been on the show, and now I will tag him in my posts when I talk about the show because it's relevant to him. That's where tagging is good. But if you're just tagging people because they are high influence, or that you just think that it's going to help boost it, then it's not worth it. If you don't think that person's going to get genuine value from it, then don't do it. The next one we have is, do not cold DM. So cold DM, what do I mean by this? Direct messaging somebody straight out of the blue. Hey, can I help you with your mortgage? Can I help you with your insurance? That type of stuff is not good. In fact, it was yesterday's episode. I spoke more in depth about the bad practices of that. Cold DMing can be okay. Cold outreach can be okay in the right setting. There are certain industries that really thrive on it. There are certain industries that don't. But I would say that from where I come and where my stance is we're trying to build personal brand businesses that people want to interact with. So the term there is, they want to interact with them. You want them to come to you. So cold DMing out of the blue to some random person saying, hey, don't know if you need a mortgage or not, is not going to get you business. And if it does get you business, it's going to get you potentially the wrong type of business, because you want people who are going to love you, they're going to refer you, they're going to have no fee objections, they're going to listen to what you say, which means that you're going to be able to get more insurance from them, but you're also, which is a positive thing because it gives better outcomes for them. So it's a better outcome for them, better outcome for you. And that doesn't come from cold DMs. It's mega annoying as well to receive a spammy message in your DMs. Just please don't do that. Okay, so that's one of the big ones. So, but where does cold DMs fit in? Where could you use it in a positive way? Truthfully, if there is a reason why you should connect with them, that's great. So let's say that you saw a podcast they did, or you watched a video they did, or you're at a networking event, and you reach out and you say, hey, nice to meet you. You may not remember me or not, but I met you at this event. And so they're great for warming people up, for getting to know people, for relationship building. They are terrible if you start the pitch with, hi, I've got something I can sell you. My LinkedIn is filled with that. Hi, Ash, I'd like to pitch you this specific thing. I'm thinking, go away, okay? So don't, if you're gonna go down that tactic, hey, do you need insurance? That's not a good move, okay? Don't do that. Leads me on to number three, which is do not spam comment. So what do I mean by spam comment? This is where you are effectively just spamming people's comments, going through there, going, great post. I love this all the time. This is great. This is great. This is great. Wicked. Love it. These are spam comments and they are bad and they look bad. And no one believes you've watched or read their post when you say, this is great. Spot on. Thank you. Add, if you're going to make comments, add some actual context. I love this. Got me thinking about X, Y, and Z. Thank you so much for this insightful thing. Comments are great. And the more comments you do on LinkedIn, the more people you're going to reach. It's such a great thing. It allows in LinkedIn, it's the reach of social media. It's just wonderful. So don't think you don't have to comment, because you absolutely do want to comment, but you don't want to do spam comments. If you think you're being clever by saying great post, this is awesome, wicked, people will see through it. And not just that, the algorithm will see through it. LinkedIn is going to see through it. They are rating everything we do. It's not just as simple as those pods where it's comment and share. It's not like that. They are looking at the value of the comment. What have you said? Has it engaged other people to make more stuff? What would I say about comments then? How do you not be spammy? Create comments that actually are like mini posts underneath that post. So either it's supporting what that person said, I like it, I learned this and this from it, or you can say, I like it, I learned X, Y, and Z, I would also add this, what would you say? So what you want to do with the comments is try and get them to comment back on their post. Why is this important? Because that's really good. That's really good for their engagement. And if you're getting involved and commenting on them, they'll remember you. When they remember you, they're going to come to you over time, because they'll just start to know you, they'll start to like you, they'll start to trust you, and they'll start to spend money with you. Number four we have is do not spam ad people. So LinkedIn, you can do connection requests and you can connect up to 100 people per week. Okay, so 100 people per week, and you can do that. Now, a mistake that I see people make with spammy tactics on LinkedIn is that they go on LinkedIn and they just spam ad anybody in their feed. It comes up with a recommended network and they go ad, 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 ad. You don't want to do that. Absolutely do not want to spam ad people, not because it's being bad for the for the actual user on the end, but it's actually bad for you and your content and the ability for you to actually make money from LinkedIn. You do want to, instead, you do want to be adding the 100 people a week. You want to be connecting with 100 new people every single week, or sending 100 new connection requests out every single week. You don't have to accept them. Chances are you're only going to get about maybe 10-15% of those accept. But you want to keep doing that. Is your kind of cold but very far away outreach. But you want to make sure that you are connecting with relevant people. So this is where LinkedIn is vital. With myself, I connect with mortgage and insurance industry professionals. I know that they are the people I need to connect with. So I will connect with people in the networks. I'll connect with people who run the publication magazines. I'll connect with people in large firms. And I will target the firms. I might spend a whole month connecting with people from Mortgage Advice Bureau. That just might be my entire strategy that month, is just connect with people from MAB and obviously relevant people. But I want all people within the industry of mortgage services and financial services and insurance to be connected to me. So I will go down organization. That is smart connecting. They're not spamming where I'm going, yeah, great, LinkedIn's working. Don't do that, because that is just going to, you're going to end up adding loads of different people. And the people that LinkedIn's going to recommend you is most likely your peers. And if you're trying to add your peers, you're not going to make money from it. Think about that. So with LinkedIn, if you're a broker and you want to be working with people who are doctors, you need to be adding doctors, but don't just like doctor. You can start by writing doctor, but really think about what is their profession? What is their name? Is there any practices they work for? Nuffield Health, whatever it may be, pick the profession, target the profession, target the industry, target the organization, target the job role. Doesn't matter, but be specific in your targeting. Just spam adding anybody is not going to get you anywhere. And the bonus one we have is do not hijack. Now, what do I mean by hijack? What I'm actually meaning here is do not hijack other people's posts. This is by far one of the most awful practices I see. It drives me mad. And that is, if somebody has done a post and you disagree with that post, shut your mouth and just get on with your life, okay? If someone you disagree with something that someone's posted, just don't go in and go, And why I say hijack it is, if that person's done something, and if you think it's super ethically wrong, just move away. And I tell you what you do, you create a piece of content yourself that is not calling that individual out, but is actually calling out the practices or the behaviors or the statements that certain people, you remove the individual from it. Yesterday's video, yesterday's episode is literally that. Someone in my industry has done something I disagreed with and I didn't name them. I've had people message me since going, yes, it's this person. I'm like, maybe, but it's not. You don't have to name them. I don't jump in their post and go, I can't believe you just did this. Don't hijack it. It says more about you than it says about them. And I see this all the time. If someone comes in and says, I have to disagree with what you've just said here because of blah, 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 blah. Nobody is walking away from that thinking, wow, you're great. What they're walking away from that is thinking, all right, Karen, well done. And that's the thing you have to be so careful about. This is a little extra about being spammy, is that is spammy behavior. It's, you think you're doing the justice of people, but you're not. You look like the idiot. You look like the idiot because you look like somebody who can't control themselves. The complete basic thing. If you've got nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all. I am a massive advocate of you can then shine a light on the practices, not the individuals, through other contents. If there's something you disagree with, use that as inspiration to comment, to create content for yourself. Don't jump into theirs and start hijacking their post saying stuff, because by the way, what happens is, one, like I said, you look like an idiot, and two, you make their post better because it pushes it to more and more people, more and more. One of my clients, we saw this recently, they had over 2 million, I think 2.5 million views on a post on LinkedIn, on Facebook. All of them were negative, pretty much, because it was all to do the 1% deposit. All of them were negative. All of them were attacking each other, and they started to attack each other, and there was nothing in it. All that happened is that my client got more and more exposure and generated business from the back of it. So yes, it's fine if someone does it to you, because you can encourage that. Oh, okay, cool. Because I've had it a few months ago where a competitor jumped in and was like, I actually have to disagree, and they wrote some long ass message. Then I'm like, okay, cool. You just publicly say to everybody that you've come and done that. Don't do that, okay? It looks good for the person on the other end. You think you're trying to call them out, you're not. And that's spammy behavior. Let them be their thing, let them do their thing, and you just use that then. Make a post tomorrow talking about what you disagree with people who do X, Y, and Z tactics. Don't name them out, that's fine, but that is spammy behavior. So that's this episode on how to not be spammy on LinkedIn. If you've enjoyed the episode, be sure to subscribe wherever it is that you are watching and or listening. And if you want to check out my free mortgage marketing blueprint, the link is in all the show notes, which goes over the 7 steps in order to market your mortgage business. And I'll see you in the next episode. Bye. So if you have ever got any value from the content I create, from this podcast to my Instagram content to the free mortgage marketing blueprint that I update every single year, and you would like to show your appreciation completely for free, then it would mean the world to me if you head over to LinkedIn and leave me a recommendation. Let me know your feedback on what you've got from the show. It's wonderful to hear how this stuff is affecting and helping brokers in the real world. Head over to ashborland.com/LinkedIn and it will redirect you there. We need to be connected. So if we're not connected already, drop me a connection request. And if we are, click on the button at the top and click recommendation or recommend. And do fill out the rest. And it would, like I said, it really would mean the world. Anyway, let's get on to the next episode.